You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Dalet Kosos of Pesach. 2 points we're going to talk about tonight. The first one will be the color, the ideal color. Take two sheets when you're done. The ideal color of the wine. You'll tell me, oh yeah, it's supposed to be red. It's a pasuk. Yeah, it's a little bit more than that. And secondly, we'll talk about Mevushel. Mevushel is a gigantic sukkah, which we will not be able to, we will be able to cover pretty much the whole part of the coloring aspect. That sugyah. The Mevushel sugyah is a gigantic sugyah, and we'll just scratch the surface of that sugyah. But let's begin with the color of the wine. So basically, wine comes in three colors: red, white, and rosé. So how do you make red wine and white wine? It is not a function of red grapes or white grapes. It's a function of how long you leave the peels in the fermentation process. I had one of my students was giving a whole shiur on this today. He said he makes wine, and I wasn't going to argue, so I don't know all the details, but that you can look up on Wikipedia and Tim Tzunachas. Let's look at the sugya. Gemara in Pesachim, Kavchesim and Beis, towards the end of Arvei Pesachim, middle of Pesachim, says something very simple. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Sheyehebo Tam Umareh. There are two halachos. It happens to be he's arguing on the Tanakhama, but nevertheless, this is in a Braisa. But despite his arguing on the Tanakhama, we do hold like him. And Rabbi Yehuda says wine has to have two aspects. It has to have tam of wine and mara of wine. Let me explain to you what the word tam of wine means. Tam of wine, the Rashbam there says, tam of wine means it can't be too fresh, meaning before it really ferments properly, nor can it be too old. I don't really understand that, because usually we assume that wine ages well, the older the better, but maybe in the olden days they didn't age it as sophisticatedly as we do, and maybe the older it got more ruined. I don't know. You'll tell me there's a Mishnah against me, because the Mishnah says Al tistakel b'kankan elav mashiyesh. Well, yesh kankan mali chadash, yesh kankan mali yashan, yesh kankan chadash mali yashan, which is a good thing. So I don't know why the Mishnah can, why Rashbam teaches that ta'am yayin is not too old. It can't be too young and too old. Yeah.
It
turned into vinegar?
It's
starting to turn. Okay, once it would be vinegar, of course, it's not yayin. But you're saying it's starting to vinegarize. I hear that. Could be. Fine. Okay, so that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. My time of Rabbi Huda, why does he say that it has, where does he see that the wine has to have a mare of wine, which Rashbam says is red? He says it's a pasuk. Dechsev al tere yayin, a pasuk in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech writes, al tere yayin ki yis adam. It's a very difficult pasuk. The Rashbam explains it, al tachmod, tere means to desire. Al tachmod liyos ragilbo, don't addict, become addicted to wine, ki yis adam. Because what, you'll become red? Not sure what that means either. But the point is, I don't really know or care what the pasuk, I mean, I care what the pasuk is, but I don't really know what it means, nor does it matter for this pshat. The point is, says Rashbam, Michlal, diyayin nami mar ebai. You see that the wine has to have a color, a hue of red. Where do you see anything about ta'am? Oh, so the Rashbam says we see this in the pasuk as well. Not just mara aspect, but the flavor also. The time of nami bai, obviously, you're only going to get addicted to something that tastes good, to something that's desirous. You're only going to desire something that's, as we say in the yeshivas, gishmak. So if it wasn't flavorful gishmak, we wouldn't be worried about you being pulled or drawn or desirous thereof. So therefore, the pasuk that says don't desire or crave wine because it's going to make you red tells us both points. It has to be red, and it's something that has a really great flavor. So if we could stop here, we would assume that there's a chashivas of red wine, says Tosus. It seems here that the pasuk indicates that red wine is more chashiv, as this pasuk indicates. The problem is, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that the Rashbam understands that red is less chashiv, but that's not for now. Okay. Why do we... So we have a pasuk. If you say, what should I do with the Seder? I'm going to tell you. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that tells us that wine is red, and I have to have wine, so it has to be red. We could stop there, but we won't. Says the Torah, what happens if you go to the wine store, and they have a $4.99 bottle of red wine, Or you could get a $35 bottle of white wine. So we're going to say that red always trumps, says the tour. V'isav Yerushalmi, quotes Yerushalmi, that despite the fact that mitzvah l'chazra chayayin adam, but however, says the tour, it appears to me, im halavan meshubach me adam, then the white wine will take precedence. So if you have, halach l'maisin is how we paskin indeed, at your table you have a red wine, so you'll say, okay, red wine, but if there's a nicer, fancy wine that you have left over from your mishloach manos, that's a fancy white wine, so you could have the white wine, but as long as it's fancier. If it's two equal wines, then you want the red one specifically. So far we saw it's a pasuk, but look at this beautiful Taz. Taz comments on the Shulchan Aruch, which paskins the halach that we just learned, that it should be, that you should pursue, you should seek out red wine. Says the Taz, he says the pasuk, and then he says, v'hikpid b'dalid, he raises what, 2 points. He raises 1 point first. The second line of source number 4, says the Taz, how come we're more makpid about dalid kosos than we are in Kiddush? How come when it comes to red wine, it says you're supposed to pursue red wine for the Seder, but if you look at source number 5, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos, not in Hilchas Pesach, but in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kiddush, it says Mekachin al Yayin Lavan. Okay, then he quotes the Ramban who says, Ramban posel the Kiddush afil b'dieved. Wow, interesting to know. There's a Shitas Ramban cited as a Yesh Olam in the Shulchan Aruch that wine is posel for Kiddush even b'dieved. Incredible. Incredible. For all of you briskers who want to be machmir for Shitas Ramban, you see somebody made Kiddush on white wine, you say you weren't even yotze b'dieved according to the Ramban. Okay, but concludes the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch concludes that we are nohag to be mekadesh on Yayin Lavan. So how come when it comes to Kiddush, we're very happy to be mekadesh on Yayin Lavan, but by the Seder, we say no, Yayin is a pasuk, Yayin is Adam, well the same wine, the same Yayin is Adam for Kiddush also, so how come we have this double standard? How come the Seder has to have the red and the Kiddush, which is also wine, doesn't have to be red, says the Taz. There's another component to the redness.
Dumb.
Says the Taz, V'hikpid b'dal kosas b'zev lo b'kiddush, d'yesh od remez l'adam, zeche l'dam. What dam? What are you going to say? Don't look at it. What are you going to say? Dam?
Damilo,
what would I say?
Mak of dam. The mak of dam.
Mak of dam, right?
Yeah.
We're all wrong. Look at the Taz. Zeche l'dam, shehoya paro shochet b'nei Yisrael. Meaning, the point of the dam is, I guess, let's just think, why is he saying that the dam that it's reminding us of is not the dam mila, which is mentioned in the Haggadah, right? You could have said dam pesa, could have said dam mila, it could have said makas dam, and it ignored all those and took the one thing that's not mefurish b'kro. The dam that the paro shech to the kids. Why? I assume because he's assuming that the dam somehow is to indicate the oppression. Like the charoses, which we'll see. Somebody's going to say that, I think, in a minute. Just like the charoses. You look at the Prima Gadim in source number 7. Prima Gadim says, Adam. Oh, no, he says, not like me.
Mark is dam.
The Prima Gadim says what Rabbi Fein said. Zechel Maka is dam. It's like Chazal Rosa. Zechel Tit. You see that there's already the props. It's very important to realize that on Pesach we have props to the Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Ruchaim Brisk says, what's the chiluk between the mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim that we did tonight at Ma'ariv in Kriya Shema and the special din on Lel Haggadah, Lel Pesach? So the Reb Chaim says the chiluk between those two mitzvahs is that on Lel Pesach, it has to be with Pesach, Matzah, Maror. In other words, the Sipra has to be with audiovisual props. It's not just a speech that we do every night in Kriya Shema. You have to have a video presentation and bring in some artifacts. And you point to the Pekarb and Pesach, and you point to the Matzah, and you point to the Maror. So the Charos says, well, you have to show the. So the Charos is Zechel Tit, the Dam, the wine is Zechel, well, here, Makas Dam. So I'm not sure why the Taz, it sounds from the Taz that he wants it to be specifically the dam that parashecht the b'nei so, because somebody wants it to have to do with the oppression. In the same way the tit is zecher to the oppression, the charos is zecher to the oppression, so too the dam is zecher to the oppression. All the other three dams, dam mila, dam shchita, and dam of Makas Bechoros, that's all aspects of the Geula. The question is, though, why does the dam have to be Zecher to the oppression, not the Geula? What do you gain by that? I'm not sure. Okay, question on a test. Look at this last line of number four. Frightening, frightening, frightening. V'ha'idna, but nowadays, says the Taz, even though it's Dina de Gemara, that you should have red wine, even though there's also a component of red, that were more makbid by Dal Kosas than by Kiddush, because the one the Zecher for Paro, nevertheless, v'ha'idna, nowadays, nimna umi likach yayin adam, we don't use red wine nowadays. Why?
Blood libels.
Blood libels. Incredible. Incredible. I'd love to do a PhD thesis on this. The impact of socioeconomic situation, the Jewish socioeconomic situation on halacha in the whatever the mid 1600s, the 17th century. Fascinating. They mamish uprooted due to Gemara because of blood libels. Reasonably so, makes sense. Especially since we saw that Mikr Hadin, white wine, certainly if you have a better white wine, it's kosher. So it's not like it's really possible. It's that you should pursue, you should try to get red wine if you can. Okay. Now, let's look at the Tosus in source number 6. There's a Gemara Baba Basra that is not talking about, that's talking about Kiddush. And there, the Gemara is trying to figure out certain things that are, if something is, could use for, that something that's used for Yayin Nesach, that you're allowed to use on the Mizbeach, yeah. Such wine that you could use for the Mizbeach, could be used for Kiddush. And, in fact, since Yayin Nesach, which, I mean, I don't mean Yayin Nesach, the treif Yayin Nesach, I mean the mitzvah of pouring wine on the Mizbeach, if something is even kosher b'dievet to be poured on the Mizbeach, that also will be kosher for Kiddush. Because keep in mind, pouring water and wine on the Mizbeach is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and Kiddush al Yayin is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So if it's good enough mid'oraisa to use this wine on the Mizbeach, the rabbis will say you could use it l'chatchila for Kiddush. And the Gemara there asks a whole bunch of different questions about different kinds of wines. And then it gets to this question. Chamar chivaryan mahu. What happens with, I assume, chamar is wine. Chivaryon, chiver is Aramaic for white. White wine, mahu. So, one of the lines earlier in the Gemara said borek. Borek, those of you who know the Mishnah in Yuma, you might remember, maybe it's even in our Yom Kippur davening. What is the, there's a guy who stands up on the tower early in the morning, looking for the first glint, the first gleam of the sunrise to tell the Kohen Gadol, okay, you could go to the mikvah and start working on your Karav and Tamashal Shachris, let's start the Avodah. What does he scream out? Barakai. What does Barakai mean? Shine, gleam, light. So that the Gemara asks, what's the din of Borek wine? White wine. Then later on, and then the Gemara says that that is kosher. Then later on, the Gemara says chamar chivaryon. What about that white wine? So the Tosfos has to say there's a difference between them. Perishes Rashbam de chivaryon hayinu borek. It's the same thing. And this he says, but it seems to me the lirinira de shapir shmil that we whatever that means the chivaryon garua mi borek. Why this question of the Gemara when it says chivaryon is wider than borek? Why de chivaryon is very white. Love on Yosem Midai, it's super white. Ava Borek Ein Oil Mavik Umislabin Ktsas. It's really red, but it has a whitish. Exactly. Vedome Ktsas Ladmimus. It's a little like red. Velakachim Hevi Kosher. The previous one, Borek, which is sort of in the middle, that we said was kosher. The Gemara's question here is what about white, white, white? What do you see from this Shita? You see that Rosé has a din of red. Rosé is a bit of red. That's Borek. That's the first Gemara. That's the Gemara said earlier. I didn't quote the Gemara for you. I'm sorry. That's kosher. The Gemara's Shaila is only what happens if it's mamish white. So you see clearly that Rosé has a din of red wine. So Rosé is kosher. Similarly, you see the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, the second half of the Prima Gadim, source number 7, he also says, look at the Eli Rabba who says, Davkev is love and beyoser. But you don't have to look at the Eli Rabba, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, when you have an earlier Tosos, who is Mefurish, that Rosé has a din of red wine, and the Gemara's question only is, what about white, real white wine? So as long as there's a reddish tinge, it should be okay. The question is only if it's very white. That's what the not proper wine for the Seder is. Now, of course, we mentioned before that if you have a better wine, you'll choose the better wine even if it is white.
Who decides what's better? Price? Your own taste?
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer. I mean, I'm not a connoisseur. For me, a cheap bottle of sweet wine is what I like. The problem is, you tell somebody who drinks those wines, they say you drink sweet wine, they're going to spit at you and turn the other one up to you. So, I was talking to my wife before Pace Purim, I should make an announcement, that public announcement that I prefer sweet wines, not dry wines. So if people bring you wines for Shlach Manas, at least, you know, at least we'll use them. If they're dry, if they're sweet, we'll use it more. The dry wines we'll give away, we'll use if I don't have anything else. My wife said, no, I can't do that. But, okay, so we listened. Yeah, now I'll go for my Torah and the whole world. No, I like sweet wine. Fine. So the question is, we have a very easy answer. The issue at hand is not that white wine is pasul, it's that it doesn't have the color of wine. So we have a very simple solution that the poskim suggests. Simply, I don't even have to have red burgundy wine. All I have to have is a rosé, and that's sufficient enough to fulfill the din of red that we need. So we have a very simple solution. Could I just color, pour some red wine, a few drops of grape juice, a few drops of red wine into my white wine, which I like better, let's say, and I could have my cake and eat it too. Now on Pesach, of course. I could have my matzah and eat it too. I could have my wine and drink it too. I could have my white wine with a few drops of red wine, and it probably won't mess up the taste too much. Because a little bit of red goes a long way, right? So if it's a white wine, it's a little bit of red will go a long way. So there are two issues. First of all, well, does that make it into red wine? The second question is going to be a Shailah and Hilchos Shabbos. Is that Saveya? So let's see. Let's see the issue. Says the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Hilchos Pesach, but in Hilchos Shabbos. Kos b'shvoli hilaket, karkom. Thank you very much. Does anybody know what karkom is? I don't. Yeah, baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. I
don't know what saffron is. We'll have to ask Mr. Golombek. So karkom, they want to know if you put karkom into your, I guess, into your drink. Im yesh lachosh mishum saveya. So he says, I could answer you with a Sefer Yireiim. What does the Sefer Yireiim say? Look at the bottom line. He says, well, let's see what he talks about. The Sefer Yireiim says, Roy l'chol bar Yisrael. Top of the next page. The Sefer Yireiim is talking about. You ever see kids? You know, you're wearing your white Shabbos shirt, and your little baby eats strawberries. So what do you want to do? You want to wash his hands. The problem is, if he touches you with his hands, with your white shirt, while he's eating strawberries, your white shirt is gone. So if a person's eating, top of the second page, tutim, strawberries, or sh'ar peres hatzovim, other peres that will color your clothing, she'yizar, you should be careful not to wipe your hands on your clothing or on a napkin. Why? The Havalei second line told us tzoveya. Wow, your hands are full of red stuff. You shouldn't wipe it on a white towel or on your clothes or maybe even a napkin, perhaps. Similarly, Vim Kain, Yotze Dam Hamaka, if you're bleeding somewhere, you're not allowed to wipe that off either on a baguette. Why? Because it's tzoveya. That's the Irayim. However, concludes the Irayim, and this is the punchline that we do need. Obviously, today is not our sugya. We'll have to talk about it some other time. Halacha l'maaseh, what do you do in those cases? What's the halacha of napkins? Aval and tzoveya pito b'mashke haperos. Let's say you dip your pita, literally, into ketchup, for example. Les lanba. There's no thing to worry about. De'ein zet tzviya ba'ochlin. We are not concerned with the halacha of tzoveya when it comes to eating, comes to food. So, basically, that answers our question. We have a cup of wine, that's food. I'm worried about coloring my wine? No problem. Ain't Sviya Bochlan, it's mutter.
Does that make it
Oh, that, you're right. We didn't answer that yet. Oh. Right now we just said it's not going to be usur to do it as far as a malacha of tzaveh. That's correct.
That's because you're not interested in being tzaveh of food, but being more interested.
Very good. You're saying maybe it's going to be mutter to dip my pita into ketchup or into even... Maybe I even want like dipping my pizza into wine, right? Like tiramisu, right? Tiramisu is lady fingers soaked in wine. Yeah, you have to check the tiramisu recipes. I think that's what tiramisu really means, for right? No? Okay. Fine. I think that's tiramisu means. I think tiramisu, lady fingers, are dough dipped in wine. So let's see, you're doing that for the olcha. Maybe that's why it's mutter. Who's to say that this heter, that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, is even if your intent is, maybe the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin is because you're just doing it because you want to eat it. You like ketchup on, you like something dipped in something. That's not for coloring, that's why it's mutter. But if your mom is doing it for the appearance itself, l'shem tzviya, maybe then we wouldn't be makel. Fabulous point. That's the point that we're going to address right now. Says the... We'll get there in a moment, Rabbi Goodman. Says the Beir Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that what we just quoted, that you're allowed to put this karkom, whatever karkom saffron is, into a dish, because even though it gives flavor, it's mutter because Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Says the Beir Halacha. The Beir Halacha quotes a fabulous Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam says a halacha that we know from somewhere else and we never thought to connect. Where else do we find a malacha that's asur b'shem tzaveya? Well, what's the iser shchita? Killing. What's the iser shchita? It's not one of the lamed tes malachas. It's a tolda of...
Rashi.
Well, it's a machlokas. One opinion says... What?
No tel
neshama, which is... Chabura. I think chabura is one opinion of the Rishonim. The other opinion is... Tzaveya. What are you tzaveya?
Makom shchita.
You tzaveya the makom shchita. Yeah, you redden the neck. That was the severed neck. As far as I know, meat is ochel.
Yeah.
And ain't tzviya ba'ochlin.
It's not nechel. It's not ochel then. It only becomes nechel later on. Roy lechila.
So you hear the question of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. He's asking a great question. How could the Yoreim say that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, you're allowed to color foods? We just said that the reason you're not allowed to do shchita is because you're coloring. What are you coloring meat? Bloody red.
But it's not
Roy
Lachir at that moment. It's not considered ochel yet.
I hear.
But the behemoth is alive, is it considered ochel?
No. You shechted it. No, it's not.
But it's not ochel yet because it's not raw yet.
Sure it is.
It's not edible then.
You can eat it. Things to eat, chutzah.
Raw. No.
I'm not saying I like it.
Raw meat is ochel.
He said me too. When he dips his past, it says Dain Zetz to be above him. It's not saying Dain to be above him. Maybe it means this is not, I don't know. You know, just interpret the words.
It's a good deal.
The issue is not the meat in the neck, the issue has to be.
Daki Moshe quotes it, the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. The next line. Look at the next line, which I didn't read. Oh, so let's see. Yeah, that's going to be an answer. That's going to be an answer. Let's see. Look at the Beir Halacha. Beir Halacha. Yibacham to what he's about to say. The Beir Halacha asked this question. How could you say Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin? What do you mean? But we see by Shechita, I'm in source number 11, we said Shechita, the Gemara says, the reason why Shechita is also is because of Tzoveya. What do you mean, Tzoveya? The severed neck area, the meat. So that's meat. Food, and you were saying that it's also because it's tzviya. Answers the Beir Halacha. No, there's another pshat that what Mr. Bloom is saying. The Or Zoruah says, you know what it means that you're coloring the Beis HaShechita? You're coloring the hide. Haina ha'or shel Beis HaShechita. That's the Isser. There's no Isser to color, to bloodify, to put blood on the meat of the Beis HaShechita, but apparently, for whatever reason, they wanted to make sure there'd be blood on the neck. To show, I don't know, to show that it's, I don't know why they wanted to do that. Okay, fine. So, based on all this, we come, halacha lamaisa, to the Mishnah Berurah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mutter liten yayin adom b'soch yayin lavan. Right, that was our question. This is not in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Hilchas Shabbos. But obviously, for Kiddush also, we saw earlier that it's ideal to have red wine for Kiddush. In fact, by Kiddush is more chomer, right? The Ramban said you're not even yotzei with white wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, mutter, you could pour some red wine into the white wine to redden it. even though it reddens it. And now he adds the chiddush that somebody raised before in the brackets. He says, you know what, not only is it that you're allowed to redden or color the food because you want to eat something, but even if your intent is only to change its color, to change its appearance, even that's going to be mutter. So too it seems from the Prima Gadim, which is right below. The Prima Gadim says, he brings a proof. There's a case that with a Turk Chaydal, I'm sorry, they took egg and they put it into the Chaydal to give it some yellowish color, I guess. Maybe they see some color. So that case is mutter, for whatever the case might be. So you see that even though the intent there was not to give flavor, but the intent was to change color, since it's food, it's mutter. So Allah l'mayis, so what are we coming out with? We're coming out with not only as ein tzviya b'maychal, but even if your intent is for the express purpose of changing the color, it's mutter, and therefore Allah l'mayisa, even if you have white wine, you can change the color of the white wine by pouring some red in, and you have red wine. So you could have your cake and eat it too, and your yotze, have your red wine, even if have your white wine, pour some red in, and your yotze, everything is good. That's the end of this.
You have red colored wine. You have red wine.
Yeah, so I thought we were going to talk about it, but the person said that's okay. They add, based on this point, they ask, what about adding food coloring? Could you drop some food coloring into wine for the same, you know, for the same point? So I think the poskim say, I didn't see this inside, but I heard on a shir that quoted from, I think, from Shmuel Kamenetsky, that that's not going to work. Because it's not wine. Meaning, the red shabot is not coming from a wine. You want to have red wine. Okay, I have white wine with some red wine in it to color it. But there, it's the red that's coloring the wine to make red wine. As opposed to if I have white wine and I put some drips of food coloring in it, it's not wine. It's not a shidduch. It's white wine with some food coloring in it. That's the svara that he said. You can think about that. Okay, it's time to think about it. Okay, now let's go to the second half of the shir. It's really unconnected, essentially. We'll talk about Yayin Mevushal. Now this, as I mentioned, is a gigantic sugya with hordes of Rishonim who discussed it along Tshuvas and Rav Avadya. The last source on page 4 is the Tshuva from Avadya. I basically just took the first two lines and the last two lines. I skipped the three pages in the middle. It's actually a fascinating sugya. But let's see how serious we take the din of Mevushal. Before, what we have to keep in mind, that part of the shayla of Mevushal is going to be, part of the shayla that relates to Mevushal is pasteurization. Part of what pasteurization allows is the possibility of pasteurization stops the fermentation process, I think. It doesn't just kill the germs, but also prevents further fermentation. That's what enables grape juice to exist. In the olden days, there was no such thing as grape juice. Because what happens when you have grape juice and you let it stay?
If you let it stay,
it ferments. It ferments, and one of two things. It becomes wise or it becomes vinegar, right. So there's no such thing as long-term grape juice.
Right, the Gemara over there, which you quote before, Balvasra, does mention Yayin Yigita, which is grape juice, instead it's kosher for kiddush.
Yes, but maybe it's, yes. Yayin Yigita, whatever that is.
Same day grape juice. We didn't deny it. It doesn't happen in 2 minutes.
Right.
Saying long term, holding it for
a right. Long term. Let me explain even more. When is the grape crop harvested, Rabbi Say? I'll give you a hint. It's a pasuk in Chumash.
What's that?
When is the grape crop harvested? That's the first. Chag ha'asif. Pa'aspecha. Esgarnecha, right? So is Goren V'yakev. Right, the sukkah, the schach is supposed to be psal is goren v'yakev, the remains of the grape harvest. So grape harvest is sukkah's time, Rosh Hashanah is sukkah's time. When is Pesach? 6 months later. So if you're gonna shmush grapes, right? Did you ever shmush grapes? I once went with my kids a few years ago in Israel. They have this program that you could go, pay $20 admission, then they teach you how to do. They take you to a wheat field. You take you to wheat field. You cut wheat. you go to the next station, you break the kernels away, you do some zora, you do some winnowing in the air, you do some borer, you pick it up, and mamish, and you make yourself some pitas. By the time you finish, 2 hours later, you're eating your own pitas. After you do that, you take off your shoes, you rinse your shoes with the hose, you rinse your feet with the hose, you stomp on some grapes, and you take a bottle of, they say that you have to boil the grape juice when you get home, because who knows what's on people's feet. okay. So grape juice is a modern invention because of pasteurization. If you didn't have pasteurization, grape juice would just ferment. It would turn into wine and at some point vinegar. So all of grape juice is by definition pasteurized, and hence we assume, I think most people assume that pasteurization constitutes bishul. There are different kinds of pasteurization, but let's assume pasteurization constitutes bishul. So all grape juice is the yayin mevushel. So if we're going to not allow mevushel wine, which we'll see, there are those who say that mevushel is a problem, so grape juice is out of the question. It's not even wine, and even if it is wine, it's mevushel wine.
Fine. Those last bottles, which kind of makes those bottles.
Oh, the big ones. They're not mevushel. They're not pasteurized. So I don't know. They have some other. Okay, I don't know how they do their process. Fine. Maybe it's a lower temperature pasteurization. Flash pasteurization, there are different kinds of pasteurizing techniques, fine. So just to realize and to appreciate that we don't have to do what Rabbi Yonah did in the Talmud Yerushalmi, look at this Gemara, this Talmud Yerushalmi. Ma'al latzis b'yayin mevushel. Because Rabbi Yonah says, Ma'al latzis b'yayin mevushel. Rabbi Yonah Omer Yotzin, that you are Yotze, and that's Lashitase. Why? Because Rabbi Yonah, Shase Arbaate Kosoi Delele Pesach, he drank his 4 cups of wine, and he had a headache until Shavuos. Why is that a proof that Yayin Mevushel is good?
He drank it on wine, Pesach.
Well, how do you see about Yayin Mevushel is good? Maybe it's not Mevushel. I'm not sure what the proof of the Yerushalmi is, but either way, you see the point of this Yerushalmi is quite a strong point. The point of the Yerushalmi is that drinking the wine on Pesach is so important that one, at least Rabbeinu Yonah, I shouldn't say everybody, but at least Rabbeinu Yonah was willing to have a 7-week headache because I guess he was allergic to sulfites, I guess he was allergic to who knows what. I was getting some headaches. The doctor told me, I sent an email to the doctor about my headaches, and he responded, this year I guess you should be yotze with the shita of taking a nap, because you should just know that wine causes headaches. Wine is one of, people have headache issues, migraines, and things like that. Wine is something that triggers, thank you, headaches, yeah. So before we get any further, just look at very nice truth, just so we know what to, and so we don't get scared. Shuvas Vanhogas or Shturbuch quotes some of the Heintike Gedolim. Gedol Yisrael Kamagomi Chabin, Umarha, the Briskarov, and the Chazanish, Nahagulahaka Bemitzan Avim, Gamla Dalit Kosos. So these Gedolim said, I'm jumping the gun, I'm going all the way to the end. Chabin Rav, the Briskarov, the Chazanish, that you could be making a Mitzan Avim for Dalit Kosos.
Grape juice.
Yeah, Mitzan Avim is grape juice. Thank you. Grape juice. But he points out, Rak Lefid Varena, whatever he said in the earlier part of the tshuva, it's better, lahader, to try to drink yayin gamor, at least, al koparim la'arev hamitz im yayin. At least to mix the wine with the grape juice, shehei tam chazak shel yayin, there should be a strong flavor of wine, at least if you can. But mikra din, we're going to come out that, of course, the poskim do say bishul will be okay, but let's now begin the sugya quickly, because we're really just going to do a very quick survey. Everything starts from Gemara Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra, which we actually mentioned earlier, but here we're going to quote the line itself. Ein omrim kiddush, again, he's not, well, let's assume Dal Kosos and kiddush will be pretty much similar. If anything, kiddush will be more chamer, but pretty much similar. Ein omrim kiddush hayom, ela al yayin haroi linaseh al gabi hamizbeach. So the only wine that's kosher for kiddush is wine that you could pour on a mizbeach. And then the Gemara says, lemutei mai. What are we excluding? What kind of wine is not kosher for the Mizbeach? Rabosai, the Gemara then lists about 15 different kinds of wines that have all kinds of problems, and Mevushel is not one of them. So I would say, if we're trying to say, what is that wine that is not kosher for the Mizbeach, and therefore not kosher for wine, and you list 15 of them and none of them is Mevushel, that means Mevushel is kosher for the Mizbeach, and therefore Mevushal is kosher for Kiddush. That's what I would say. So it tells us, don't say that. Ein lo chiyach, top of page 3. Ein lo chiyach mikan. From the fact that it listed off many things that could be possible for the Mizbeach, and therefore many things will be possible for Kiddush, and it doesn't say you have Mevushal, so you can't prove from there that Yair Mevushal is going to be there for kosher Kiddush, for whatever reason. We're not going to go there. What's the problem with Yain Mevushal? What's the problem with Yain Mevushal? When you think of Stam Yainam, right? You don't want to marry a Shiktsa, so don't drink regular wine. If it's Yain Mevushal, then we're not so worried. Why? So I assume that because Yain Mevushal is not the whole point of why Yain is going to bring Tachasnus is because wine is the quintessential social drink. It's the height of It's the best thing you could give somebody. Somebody, you want to really impress somebody, you take out a bottle of wine and you drink with them. Oranges doesn't do it. Even coffee. Wine is just the quintessential, you know, the most chashuv drink. And once you take away some of the chashuvus, it's not as good once it's boiled. So it's no longer that quintessential drink, so we're not worried about the chasness. That's why it's understood. Let's look at this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishnah in Shrumas, nothing to do with us. I mean, nothing to do with us in the discussion of Kiddush and Dalet Kosas. Aim of Ashley, you're not allowed, we know that you're not allowed to ruin Truma. You're not allowed to ruin Truma, you're not allowed to be Matami Truma. Aim of Ash and Yain Shel Truma. Why? Mipnei Shehu Mam Ito. You minimize it. What does it mean that you're minimizing wine of Truma if you diminish boil it? Diminish it. So I would say maybe you diminish its quality. That's not what the Perush Rimatz says. He says you diminish the people who are willing to drink it. Why? Because of what you said. That being because you made it less flavorful and fewer people are going to drink it once it's boiled. Okay. But now look at the last five words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're allowed to take Yain Shel Truma and boil it up. Why? Mepnei Shumash Bicho. You're improving it. Why are you improving the wine if you boil it? I always thought you were making it worse. Look at the Rivmatz. I'm not sure who it stands for. It's one of the Rishonim, early Rishonim on the Mishnah. The line right before 20. Rav Yehuda Matu Levashal, because you're being Mashpecha Peshu Hum Iskayim. Not that you make it taste better, but you make it last longer. You're preserving it. That's the Mashpecha. So we're not saying that it tastes better. No, of course it tastes worse. But you're improving it because it's going to last. Oh, either way, how does the Rambam paskin? And this Shita Saram is the main Shita in the whole Sugya, which is why Sfardim, or certainly Temanim, might be much more machmer when it comes to Yayin Mevushal, or let me phrase that, not using Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush and for Dalet Kosas. Look at this very heavy-duty line in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Ein Mekadshin, source number 20, you don't make Kiddush on wine that, I'm sorry, you don't make Kiddush El Al Yain Haroy Lenasech Al HaMizbeach. If you have to be able to be Menasech the Yain Al HaMizbeach in order for it to be kosher for Kiddush. Therefore, we know there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, you're not allowed to put any Dvash or Sa'or on the Mizbeach. Gentlemen, wine. What's one of the ingredients, if you look in the ingredient panel? Sometimes, sugar. Sugar is like dvash. Well, could you put sugar in your wine on the Mizbeach? No. So could you use wine that has sugar in it for Kiddush, according to Shita Rambam? Or Dalet Kosas, according to Shita Rambam? No. We just found out that any wine that has additives, that has sugar added, is not kosher. Because not kosher for being on the Mizbeach. What else is not kosher for the Mizbeach? The next line also. And he also says Bim Bushel, right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, Mavushel, Shema Kajlach, right. Also, similarly, if it will be Mavushel. So, it's funny. It's not just a chumrah. We talk about bishul. Oh, yayin zam v'yam v'shul. I want to use yayin zam v'shul. If you want to fulfill the shita sarambam and not use yayin v'shul, you also have to make sure that there's no sugar added. Because to have one without the other, you did nothing at all. It's like saying I'm gluten-free, I'm not going to have, I don't want to make hamotzi on challah. Yeah, then you have a piece of, cake for dessert. You missed the point. You can't do that. It doesn't work. If you want to fulfill shitzah ramam, so that means you have to avoid both mevushal and also any additives. I had a friend, I think I told this story once, a friend who learned in a certain kollel, Rabbi Berkowitz, of course, in the Jerusalem kollel in Yerushalayim, and he, Rabbi Berkowitz mentioned that it's lachatchila, to fulfill, it's proper, fulfill shitzah ramam, to have non-additive, non-sweet wine. And he didn't like dry wine, and I remember going to his house like 3 weeks before Pesach, and he was drinking wine, like little bits, like half a cup, two-thirds of a cup, whatever he was up to. Like, I said, oh, you like dry wine? He's like, no, I don't. But I'm working on myself to build up a threshold so that I could fulfill Dalad Kosos, like my Rebbe says, to be Yotze Shita Sarambam, without any sugar in it and without any, and I'm a bushel. So I had to say that. It's very impressive, I have to say.
But isn't there wine that's naturally sweet?
Yeah, I assume if it's naturally sweet, it's fine, right.
Yeah, what's that?
But I'm not sure about that.
The sugar from the dvash.
What?
The sugar from dvash.
I think dvash means, dvash probably means any fruit juice also.
It brings down
Bihurim.
Any? What? That's what you bring down from Bihurim also for dvash. That shouldn't go on the stand because it's dvash.
Because anything that's sweet.
But you can buy the standard version in the 50 ounce jars or whatever it is, specifically not sugar added.
Okay, fine. Let's just, I want to finish up because it's late. I want to finish up. Look at source number 21. The Beis Yosef talks about Mevushal. And the first four words of the Beis Yosef are very telling. Valyayin Mevushal Rabu Hadeos. There is a list of 20 Rishonim. If you want to see 10 of them, look in the Beis Yosef. If you want to see 20 more, the Reb Avadia and the Tshuva that I omitted the whole middle part. In the last, in source 25, I omitted the middle three pages. List mamsh 20 Rishonim, 30 Rishonim, who all talk about Yayin Mevushal is good or is not good, is good or is not good, is good or is not good. Huge amount, gigantic machlokas Rishonim. The Gaonim all held, before the Rishonim, the Gaonim all held that it was Taka Pasul, that Yayin Mevushal is Pasul. However, all the main Rishonim in our main Sfar Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Rif, I think, all held that it is kosher.
Why would it be worse than Chamar Medina? I know that sounds like a silly question.
I guess it wouldn't be worse than Chamar Medina, but Chamar Medina is a bidiyavid situation. If you have, if you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina.
It says kosher Medina.
Here, Coke is the real thing.
Coke is Chamar Medina.
I don't think, are you allowed to use Chamar Medina on Friday night? I don't think you're allowed to use Chamar Medina on Friday night. I think if you don't have wine, then you're supposed to use pass Friday night. Shabbos morning, then you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. Havdalah, you have to, even Havdalah, you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina if you're going to be able to get wine tomorrow morning. Better you go to sleep hungry, you skip Malav and Malka, you starve yourself all night long, and tomorrow morning you go up when ShopRite opens and buy yourself some wine and grape juice.
So why is everyone so made by Shabbos
day? But the poskim say that by Shabbos day there's a suffix, since it's only Drabbanan, and some other question, you don't have to use any wine. So since they're mitzayif kulas, you might as well. So we'll let you use schnapps. That's the no. You do need a revius of schnapps. The poskim do say if you're going to make kiddush on schnapps, you do need a revius. All the chassidish guy, people with chassidish blood, are all looking, give me a look.
Okay.
That was the one shaila I asked Rabbi Yashiv. Yes, Rabbi Yashiv, I know we have to finish. Yes, Rabbi Yashiv, I once had the opportunity to go to Rabbi Yashiv, and I had to make up a shaila to ask him, because I'm not going to go to Rabbi Yashiv and have a shaila. I didn't have any shailas. I was Yeshivach, and everything was good. So I went to Rabbi Yashiv, and I asked him, if you make kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps, why a shot glass? Because that's a shiur chashivus. Well, in America, anyone who drinks beer, no one drinks beer less than 12 ounce can. There's no such thing as drinking less than 12 ounces of beer, right? So I asked him, as I guess I was in the mirror at the time, so I was in third year base medrash probably. I think I was in third year base medrash. So I asked him, according if you are going to drink a shot glass of schnapps, to be able to say Kiddush. So if you make Kiddush on beer, you should also have to have a Shir Hashir. The minimum Shir Hashir for beer, certainly in America, is 12 ounces. So what does he say? He looks up and says, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on a Kazan, a Shachlis, you need a Kazaravias. Once you have a Revias, you need Revias for Schnapps. If you have a Revias, so your Revias is all enough. Chazal said Revias, that's enough. You don't need any more for beer either. So that's what he, the Poskim do say you need a Revias. The Mishnah Berurah says, I believe. So I have it here, I don't think I put it here. I think the Mishnah Berurah also says, the Taz says, maybe the Mishnah Berurah also, that if you're going to make Kiddush on Schnapps, you have to, yes, it's three shot glasses. Wow. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. It's going to be a good Shabbos after that. Okay. There's no reason not to be Machmir. Like, if people are looking for Chumras, this is, yeah, with all the Hasidic blood, this is a Chumras to be Machmir for. You hear that, Dr. Shapiro?
Yes, I hear.
You have to have, you're not allowed to make Kiddush unless you have a triple shot. No Kiddush unless you have a triple shot. 100%. No, you don't look for coolers. Don't look for coolers. Okay, let's finish up. Just so you keep in mind one point. One point I want you to think about is that if you hold taka, the mevushal is not kosher for yayines, it's not kosher for the mizbeach, and it's not kosher for kiddush. I think that opinion also holds that what bracha do you make on yayin mevushal? Shahako, I think. I think many of the rishonim say shahako. I have to double check it, but I think that's correct. We don't. Oh yeah, I have it here. I have it here. Yeah, look at the yichavidak, the last tshuva, the last source, the Rav Avadia. His question is, could you make grape juice that underwent the procedure of pasteurization, pistur, that's pasteurization, so could you make kiddush on it? So he quotes Rav Haigon in the beginning of his tshuva. Quotes Rav Haigon, b'shem Gaon Rishon, yayishin is basha. Gaon sho'over ha'ur tachtav yirtiach, right, it was boiled up. So it doesn't have this halacha, it doesn't have the halacha of yayinesech, it can't report on the mizbeach. It doesn't have the halacha of yayinesech. Vein omrim alav shira. Vein mevarchim alav ela shahakla. The Gaonim held that mevushal wine doesn't even get a boy for yagofen, Rabosai. Forget about for Kiddush, certainly not for Kiddush, nor for Dalat Kozos.
That's why it's not a problem with the Stam Yenim. I always wonder what the people. Like it's not wine, and therefore it isn't.
Yeah, it's not even wine. That's even a better way to say it. I would never have thought to say it like that, but I hear what you're saying.
You said it has to do with relative quality.
Yeah, but it gets a shahakal. Okay, but without going into it, concludes the Rav Avadia, Lefikach, after again, I skipped three dots, it's three pages in the middle. Lefikach, Yayin, Mitzvah, Avim, Mefus, Tarim, pasteurized, Mevarachim, Aleihem, Batchila, you do say Boy Priya Gafen, and afterwards you say an Allah Gafen. And you can make Kiddush, and you can use without kosher. Halacha ma'aseh, we are makel. However, please look at the Mishnah Berurah source number 24. Lechatchila. Source number 24, we'll finish with this. Lechatchila tov yoser likach yayin she'eino mevushal. It is lechatchila to avoid mevushal wine for Kiddush or the Seder. Imlosha mevushal yos tov yoser. Unless, of course, you're getting a better wine, and the better wine happens to be pasteurized or mevushal. Some of the very expensive wines now are taka mevushal. It's not used to be that only any good wine was never mevushal. Nowadays they have processes to make it flash, you know, doing it flash cooking. 100%. That's a different story.
Tov yosher means a taste.
What?
Tov yosher means a taste.
However, kind of story is defined tov yosher. We should be zocha to fulfill all the halachas properly. Lechatchila, we should enjoy ourselves, and therefore, of course, part of Simchas Yontif is to enjoy the wine that we drink.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.